Father, we thank you, Lord, for all good things and perfect gifts come from you. You are the Father of lives. With you, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. And we thank you for the blessings that you pronounced even from the beginning. And open our ears and our understanding today as it is written. The entrance of your word brings light. Let that light shine in our hearts today and give us understanding that we may receive the words that the Lord has spoken and is speaking to us even at this hour. Give you, Lord, praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. From the beginning, God put a blessing upon man. Today's room prophetic release. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. And that's it. That's it right there. You know, God said many things at the beginning. And the first words that he said to the man, once the man was created, he announced his intention before he created the man. But once the man was created, male and female, the first words out of God's mouth, I call it the blessing. That's right. The blessing of the ages, you know, the Lord, he put that blessing right upon the man. And here's what he said in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. And God blessed them, said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So we're going to be talking about being fruitful and multiplying. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. Glory to God. You know, so let's talk about it. You know, once you've heard the words, Scripture says, well, once I've heard this, twice I've heard it again. Once you've heard the word, what should be your response? This was the blessing that God put upon the man. So what should be our response to that blessing? And if we don't see it looking like what God said, what should be our response? Well, right away, Luke 1 and 38 will tell us the appropriate kind of response that we should have. Be it unto me according to thy word, O Lord. Now, that's the response. The young lady whom the angel visited, Mary. I mean, it was some of the things that the angel said to her were just way out there, even unimaginable. Whoever heard of such a thing, that a virgin that has not been with a man should conceive? How in the world is that going to happen? Well, you know, but once the angel explained it to her, don't worry about it. The power, you know, of the Most High, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. You'll be overshadowed by the power of the Most High. Therefore, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Highest. As soon as she heard that, she said, well, be it unto me according to thy word. Now, that is a fruitful ground for the word of blessing to fall upon. I'm praying that there'll be a fruitful ground today for the word of blessing to fall upon. Now, God, with, you know, blessed his children. We're told that Adam was the son of God. You can read that in Luke chapter 3 and verse 38. Luke chapter 3 has a reverse genealogy of the Christ. Christ began to be about 30 years of age, being, as it was supposed, the son of Joseph, who was the son of Eli, and so on and so forth, all the way down to Adam, who was the son of God. So, you know, God bless his children. And God have put that power upon godly parents, actually upon any parents, to bless their children, you know, more so godly parents. And if you have children, my goodness, you should rise up early and bless them. Because that power is right there. And if you have spiritual children as well, you can do the same. Well, I'm going to bless this room today in the name of the Lord. Now, it's yours for the taking, you know, because that's what the Lord wants us to do. Now, once you identify what the Lord has said about you, we've been talking about this. This concept is so powerful, and you can't get away from it. In the book of Psalms 40 and verse 7, and also Hebrews 10 and verse 7, it says the same thing. You know, he said, well, I figured out what was written in the volume of the book concerning me. That's right. Have you figured it out? You know, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Well, have you figured out what's written in the volume of the book concerning you? Did this blessing that the Lord put upon man in Genesis 1:28, was that written of you? Are you of the seed of Adam? You know, does he bless the man? You know, even inside of Adam at one point, there was Eve. He said, male and female created them. He knew all that was inside of him. And down through the ages, everyone that's on that, he put that blessing on. Well, we'll see some more places where he did that. But in the volume of the book, it is written of me. And I come to do thy will, O God. Now, once you find out what is written of the book, I mean, in the volume of the book concerning you, these are the things we talked about even yesterday, the voice of his word, begin to speak it. Well, here's what I will say unto you today. Now, what God has already said, he has said. But there is a prayer that we must pray. And there's an enactment that we must do. And I want to read to you one or two verses here. There's a story in the Bible of when Solomon was building the temple. And when he finished, he prayed that incredible prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8. You might read it also in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. But in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 26, and also 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 17, he prayed this prayer. He said, Lord, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken by thy mouth unto David, my father. Well, I'm going to pray this prayer there this morning. Let thy word, O Lord, be verified, which thou hast spoken unto Adam, our father. That's right. Because he said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. You know, so this was the word that God spoke. That, O Lord, which you have spoken with thy mouth, let it be verified by thy hand in the lives of your children, as it is this day. Glory to God. You know, there are many things that God did speak. Find the ones that are pertaining unto you. That's right. And receive them. And so we're going to declare some of them over the room today. Now, it is the last day of the month. And after today, there'll be only 1 month left this year. And so it is time for us to enter into the blessings of God for us this year. If you haven't already entered it, you know, it's the time no longer. I mean, how long shall we delay? There should be no delay. God himself has not delayed anything. You know, perhaps, you know, our lack of understanding of what to do has delayed some things. You know, but we're going to call forth some things today. Here's what God said to Abraham. He said in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 17, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are. That's right. Now, from wherever you are right now, I'm going to do this. I'm coming back to this verse at the end of this lesson. We're going to do this prophetically. It's something I'm going to ask you to do this morning. So stay with me. Now, but you got to look where you are, all around you. That's right. That means your current status, whatever it is, low or high, medium or whatever, from the place that you are right now. The Lord said, lift up your eyes all around. Hallelujah. And he commanded him and he spoke to him also. He said, look, you know, come out into the open and look around you. And, you know, make sure that you can see straight. You know, make sure you can see straight, you know. Increase the scope of your faith horizon. How far can you see? Well, whatever you can see, that's right. That's what I'm going to give to you. And you can see it by the eye of faith too. Or you can think it, or you can visualize it. Let me put it that way. Whatever you can visualize, can you visualize the blessing of the Lord upon your life? Whatever. And the Lord said, well, look northward, look eastward, look southward, look westward. Whatever you can see, that will I give to you. And I will give it to you, saith the Lord. I'm coming back to this verse. He said, look, arise and walk to and fro and possess. For I will give it to you, saith the Lord. Now, Isaiah 60 and verse 1 says, arise and shine. For thy light is come and the glory of God is risen upon thee. You know, so, you know, why would he say arise and shine? Well, that means because they are, you know, downcast and not shining. You know, so, you know, even though the light has come upon them, they're not responding to that light. We have to respond to that light. We got to shine for the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there are some things that come against the people of God. Sure enough, you know, there are enchantments and there are divinations. And there are peepers and gazers, muttering spirits and all. Well, guess what the word of the Lord says concerning all those things. Numbers 23 and 23. Surely, now put your name right there. There is no enchantment against Israel or any divination against Jacob. Well, let's put our names there. Why is always Jacob and Israel? Put your name there. Surely there's no enchantment against me or my family. There's no divination that can come against me or prosper against us. And put your name right there. Now, enchantments, you know, there are people and, you know, that are possessed with demonic spirits. And I try to put a spell, cast a spell on the people of God sometimes. You know, it's called tokens of liars, but they're liars. That's right. And they have these tokens, you know, sometimes they'll, you know, they'll take something that belongs to the person or they'll take, you know, or they call your name. Nobody can call your name. It's not going to work. I'll tell you why not. In the book of John, you know, chapter 3, and I love to quote this verse. You've heard me say it a few times. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. You know, he said, look, this is the way of a child of God. You know, is like the wind. John 3 and verse 8. It's like the wind. When the wind is blowing, you can hear the sound, but you don't know exactly where it's coming from. And you don't know where it's going until it's past. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. Now, this is what is written in the book concerning you. Now, there are many things that we are going to call out today that are written in the book concerning you. And that you need to be able to stand and enforce these things and say, it is written, Psalm 40 and verse 7 and Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, it is written in the volume of the book concerning me that nobody can divine or discern my ways. I'm clean gone before they can even smell it, God, they can even know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no enchantment, no divination. And some people are always saying, you know, somebody's doing this, somebody's doing that. You know, you worry about your status with the Lord, and all those things will fall by the wayside. They can't even come. There's a force field around you. You hit a brick wall when they try it. They come up against you to try to eat up your flesh. They will stumble and fall. Glory to God. That's what the psalmist said, and I love the way he loved to declare that. You know, every time the enemy comes up against me to eat up my flesh, my goodness, they will stumble and fall. That's what he said. You know, Psalms 27, verse 2. You know, my enemy, the wicked, come up against me, try to eat up my flesh, try to divine, try to say, you know, put enchantment and put divination. It's not going to work. Glory to God. And you are going to flourish. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are many ways in which the Lord wants us to flourish, to be fruitful, and to multiply. And let me cut through the chase and get right to some of it today. In the book of John, chapter 15, God actually requires fruitfulness from us. The first 7 verses of John, chapter 15, Jesus gave an illustration. And it's a powerful illustration. And he said, look, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, and every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Remember, that's what he said in the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, so every branch in me that's bearing not fruit, he would take it away. Yeah, but every branch that beareth fruit, well, he'll fix it. He'll purge it. He'll cut out, you know, some excesses so that he can bring forth even more fruit. Now, remember, these are branches that were already inside of him. Now, he didn't just say some random tree somewhere. He's talking about those who are engrafted into him already. Every branch in me. Now, that's believers. You know, if you're not producing fruit, then, you know, our life, if so be, God forbid, is useless. You know, so Jesus said, well, you know, the Father will take that branch away if it's not producing fruit. And he said, look, abide in me, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Neither can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. And he's going to say it again. Ye are the branches. He's talking to his disciples now. And that means you. So, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, what does it mean to abide in the Lord? Well, abide in him, in his word, in the stance of righteousness, which is right standing with him, doing his will, as it is written in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, you know, we do his commandments and those things that are pleasing in his sight, both ways, his active will and his passive will. That's how we abide in him. When we do his commandments. That's right. We keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And Jesus said, well, if you do that, then you shall ask whatsoever you will. Same thing as in John 3 and 22. And it shall be done unto you. And if a man abide not in me, then he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And men gather them eventually, cast them into the fire. But they're useless and burned. So we must bear fruit. Now, this can be any and every kind of fruit. He didn't specifically indicate what kind of fruit here. So we have to search the scriptures for what kind of fruit he's talking about. You know, Galatians 5, 22 and 23 talks to us about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this fruit must be in our lives. If it's not in our life, then we are of no use to the Lord. You know, and everyone should study the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm going to read it to us. Galatians 5 and 22. It talks about love, joy, and peace. My goodness. He talked about long suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. He talks about meekness and temperance. I mean, all these things. Against God, there is no law. This is the fruit of the Spirit. There is no law against the fruit of the Spirit. It's the character of Christ in us. Now, when if you are Christ, he said, well, then you've crucified the flesh. You know, you got to crucify the flesh and the lust thereof in order for the fruit of the Spirit to come out. You know, so God wants us to be fruitful. Many other ways that we can bear fruit for him as well. You know, increase is what he said to Adam and Eve. Be fruitful, multiply. Well, how do we increase? You know, how does the word of God even increase? You know, how does the kingdom of God increase? Well, we got to pull out all the wrong things and plant the good seed. And we've been trying to do that on this platform. You know, debunk many things, unlearn many things. And God said to, you know, Jeremiah, he said, look, I've set you over the nations as a prophet, but first, before you begin to build and to plant, you've got to throw down, you've got to cast down, you've got to destroy, and you've got to root out. I mean, you got to do these things. You know, there are some negative things that are growing there that's going to hinder the growth that God wants. So let's get rid of those things first. Then when we do that, then he said, then you can plant and build. You can see that in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10. We have to root out. We have to pull down. We have to destroy. And we have to throw down all the negative things. You know, then we can build and plant. And plants is where you get fruit from. You know, so all of these illustrations tell us that we got to prepare our hearts, get rid of the things that will not allow the plant to flourish. And once you, you know, have a fertile ground, then build and plant. And we're going to see the fruit. He also talks about breaking up our fallow ground. You can't plant, you know, until you break up that fallow ground, make sure the ground is ready to receive fruit. I mean, you see the seed, you know, and so forth. Now, there are other commandments that the Lord gives us. They're like commandments, but they are also a blessing. Let's read Isaiah chapter 54. I want to read verses 1, 2 and 3. And there's more. You can read a few more verses following that. But the first three verses will be sufficient for now. Saying, go barren. Barren means somebody that's not producing. You know, it could be physical barrenness. You don't physically have a child. It could be the tree is barren. It's not producing. It could be the life is barren. It's not producing. Whatever it is. Sing, O barren thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud that didst not travail with child. For more, and it's talking also physically here, for more are the children of the desolate when the Lord gets around to it than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge. Now, this is the increase that I want to talk about today. This is what he said to Abraham. You know, enlarge your vision. You know, yeah, you're already here, but that's not enough. Step out, enlarge your vision. Look around you. Think, visualize it, imagine. God himself had to imagine some things to do the creation. He said, look, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Now, where is the blessing? For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Now, so you can say, it is written of me in the volume of the book that I will break forth on the left and on the right. That's exactly right. And you can say, he will say that seed shall inherit the Gentiles. You can say that concerning your children too. Your children will be king among unbelievers. They will rise and be head and not the tail. They make even desolate cities to be inhabited. They bring revival wherever they are. They bring refreshing. Great things will happen around them. You know, the Lord, you know, but he said, you know, must enlarge the place of your tent. Don't confine yourself to a small vision. You know, think big, because whatever you can think, he can outdo it. Doesn't it say even in that volume of the book, in the book of Ephesians, doesn't it say that in the volume of the book that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above? In Ephesians 3 and 20, all that we ask or think. So if you can ask it, God can do it and even more. If you can think it, that means visualize it. Think about it. Imagine it. You know, thinking is like imagining. You got to imagine these things. Imagine what the Lord, not these are not vain imaginations. This is what God commanded us to do. He said, look, imagine it, visualize, enlarge, think, see, and I would give it to you. You know, but it's all according to the power that worketh in you. It cannot go beyond that power. That power comes from the level of your understanding. You can't go beyond it. You know, you bring a little child, you tell them to ask you for money. They will ask according to the power that is in them, according to the level of understanding. They might ask for a quarter, but that's all they can think. You know, as they grow older, they might ask for a dollar. Now, maybe later on, they'll ask for $5. You know, but they're not going to ask for $1 million because they can't even comprehend it. They don't even know what that means. So it's according to the power. God cannot exceed. He can exceed, but it's still at the level of where you are. You know, I mean, some people... When they're about, let me talk about material things for a minute. It'll help us to grasp the understanding. You know, the material things, you want to buy a car. Some people, you know, the level of car that they can buy, you know, they think, well, I mean, I can spend about maybe $6,000. Maybe that's all I have. You know, so let me go find a used car. You know, somebody else will say, I can't. 6,000. Now I got to buy a car that's at least, you know, 20,000. I need to step up. Well, and the person who's thinking about the $6,000 car, thinks that, how in the world can you spend $20,000 on a car? I mean, I can almost buy a house for that, they would think. Well, you can just continue to imagine that. Yeah, the person who is in the $20,000 range, you know, they will be thinking, when they hear somebody spend $70,000 on a car, they're like, are you kidding? $70,000? How can you spend that on a car? What? And yet, the one that spends $70,000 on the car, you know, they will be thinking, how in the world is somebody going to spend $300,000 on a car? I mean, look at my car. I mean, it's great. I mean, how can you do that? And some people can even spend, I don't know, $500,000, $700,000, $600,000 on cars. That's worth that. So you can see, it's according to the level of what's walking inside of them. You know, they can't even imagine it. It's beyond their, you know, their grasp to think it. The guy who's in the $6,000 range is way beyond. It's unthinkable for him to even think that you can buy a $100,000 car. And yet, somebody can buy a $300,000 car. You know, and so on. And so it's according to the power that worketh in you. So that's why he said, enlarge your thinking. You know, and think more, think bigger. Look around you from the place where you are. You're already in the place of 6,000. Well, begin to imagine. Begin to think it. Now, if you can think it, well, maybe God, you know, will surprise you. Praise the Lord. But be thankful where you are. I'm not teaching a covetousness and ingratitude here today, but I'm trying to enlarge your faith. Be thankful where you are. But, you know, think bigger. You know, that's why, you know that this is how life is structured. That's what we do in life. We don't stop to think about it, but that's how our life is structured. Nobody wants to stand still in the same place. If you have a child and they're not growing, you know, 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, they're not able to do anything other than the same way they were when they were 3 months old, you start to be concerned. After 1 year, they can't even sit up or crawl. You'll be very concerned. After 2 years, they can't say a single word, and you're going to be really more than concerned now. So nobody wants a stunted growth child. Same way, God doesn't want his children to be in stunted growth. He wants you to grow. He wants you to be, you know, bigger, enlarged, grow in him, grow in Christ and all of them. You grow in spiritual things. You grow in whatever he has given us. Be fruitful and multiply. It's not only spiritual things. God was speaking to Adam. Be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. I'm going to talk about subdue the earth in a minute. Fine, let me talk about it right now. What does it mean to subdue? Well, here it is. Yeah, right here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. That's what it means to subdue. That's right. You know, whatsoever is born of God, overcome it. Subdue means overcoming. You know, you subdue. You overcome the thing. You put it down. You know. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's right. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So that's how you subdue. Hallelujah. You say, look, this is written of me. These things are there to serve me, not the other way around. Yeah, and so you subdue them. Put them down. Hallelujah. You know, not people. He didn't tell us to subdue people. But subdue the elements, subdue the systems, subdue the things that are coming against you, and rise above obstacles, rise above adversity, rise above the systems of this world that are designed to make sure you don't flourish. Subdue them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the people of the world, they sometimes figure out how to do this. They figured out how to emerge, how to increase. They just figured it out. And they have no inhibitions sometimes, you know, there's no conscience of sin. So they are able to just, you know, branch out and do anything. Now, the children of God, on the other hand, they are hindered because of so many things. And so we need God to start training us. There's some strategy that I'm giving to us today. It starts by you understanding and finding out what is written in the volume of the book concerning you. Even that, even Christ, that's how he operated. These prophecies in Psalm 40, it was written about Christ. That's how he operated. You know, he always said, well, you know, it is written. And when he even came, he tried to fulfill all the things that were written about him. Riding into Jerusalem on a colt, he was trying to fulfill the prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9. I mean, he, you know, all the things that were written about him was what he was doing. Even when he was a baby, even when he didn't even know anything, he was still fulfilling those things. You know, the book of Matthew, we read in the early chapters how that Joseph was commanded to take the baby to Egypt to flee. And he said that it might be fulfilled, which was written, that out of Egypt have I called my son. When he went to Capernaum and Zebulun and all these places, these were things that were written of him. Everything that was written of him. And he knew what was written of him. Glory to God. And that's what he did. He walked according to the volume of the book. Now, we need to understand what has been written concerning us. And then we got to walk in that victory. And I'm going to release some things here this morning. Here's another beautiful thing that about increasing. And now, fruitful and multiply is all about increase. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Psalm 115 and verse 14. You and your children. Yeah. So it's not enough for you only to be increased. You know, it's you and your children. As a matter of fact, by the grace of God, where I am now, you know, the only, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, the kind of increase that I need today is for me to get more souls into the kingdom. You know, I've been there, done that on so many of these other material things. But I need my children to increase because some of them are still trying to find their feet. You know, so when the Lord is increasing me, he must be increasing them because it is written in the volume of the book. You know, this is what is written. And so it must be. You know, so I'm going to come out here. I'm going to say, Lord, that which you have spoken by your word and by your mouth concerning us, as it is written in the book. That's what Solomon said. Say, what you spoke to my father, you know, that there will not lack a man to sit upon his throne. You spoke it. Now, therefore, let your hand verify it and be fulfilled as it is this day. Hallelujah. So he found what was written in the volume of the book concerning him, because he was the son of David. And he began to put it forth to the Lord. And so that's what we are going to do here today. But I'm going back to this verse that I tell you I will go back to. Now, get ready now. Genesis chapter 13. Glory to God. We are going to enact this thing right now. And you need to get into a place where you can. Nobody should be sitting down. Nobody should be lying down. You know, even if you are at work, fine, get out of the place that's constrained you. You got to do this. Now, remember, you know, what did Jehoshaphat say? Well, he said, this is the secret. Here's strategy too, you know, sometimes. Here's the way he said it. In the book of, Second Chronicles, you know, chapter 20 and verse 20. How did he put it out? Well, the Lord already gave them a word. But what was Jehoshaphat's, you know, commentary about that? Well, here's what he said. You know, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. But in order for you to prosper, you better believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Well, you need to believe the Lord and the word of the Lord that's He's giving me in my mouth for you today, because I'm prophesying it. Now, here's what the Lord said about that too. The Lord said, you know, He said, I am the Lord. That's right. And usually when the Lord says something like that, puts a signature on it, you know, that's really great. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, and He that formed thee from the womb. Isaiah 44 and verse 24. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretch forth the heavens alone, and spread it out the earth by myself. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. You know, I am the one that's frustrated the tokens of liars, all the gazers, peepers, mutterers, and so forth. I frustrate them, according to the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12. That's another thing that's written in the volume of the book concerning you. You can say all the devices of the enemy that plotted anything against me or my children, the Lord will frustrate them so that their hands cannot perform any of their enterprise. That's in the volume of the book. That's in Job chapter 5 and verse 12. And then it's written in the volume of the book here that the Lord said, I am the one that frustrated the tokens of liars. I make the diviners mad. Oh, the people that try to divine anything, I make them mad. Glory to God. Turn their, you know, wise men even backward. Make their knowledge foolish. But I go then and confirm the word of His servant. Well, I believe I'm the servant of the Lord sent to you today to bring you glad tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I will confirm the word of His servant, and I will perform the counsel of my messengers. I bring glad tidings to the people and say, in this remaining this year and going forward into next, thou shalt be built up. Hallelujah. You will emerge because the Lord said so, and you will be built up. Glory to God. And the Lord is going to raise up all the broken down, decayed places. I will restore them, saith the Lord. Now, so here's what we're going to do. You know, we are going to move. That's right. You know, this is a prophetic release room here today. And you need to do it as the Lord calls it. You need to move. So, you know, if there's anything is in your way right now, get rid of it. Step outside. That's what God told, you know, Abraham. He said, look, there's some things in your way. Step outside. I'm going to show you some things. You know, some things are blocking your vision. Come out to where you can see. But more than that, He told him to move. You've got to move. And so as we go into this today, prepare to move, because you got to move. That's right. The Lord said unto him, when you look, increase your vision, when you enlarge your faith horizon and you can see farther, the more you can see, whatever you can see, whatever you can visualize, I'm going to give it to you. For all the land that thou can see, to thee will I give it. Your seed. Well, it is written in the volume of the book. And I will make thy seed as it does. And He told him. So now He told him in verse 17 of Genesis 13. And this is what we must do right now. He said, therefore, arise. Now, I want you wherever you are. Oh, yes. God is good. He has done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. Now, I want you to arise and shine. But you must arise and walk. That's right. We want you to move around. Glory to God. When you move, there is a movement from the Spirit that will align with your movement today. And you can also align yours. That's already, the Spirit of God is already moving. You just got to figure it out. Remember, God didn't do anything in the beginning until the Spirit of God moved. You know, and the whole world was in chaos, void, and without order, and without form. We had no purpose. Everything was just all over the place. the Spirit of God, he came in there and he moved upon the face of the deeps. Now, that's how it works. Now, when he moved, then God began to call some things. Well, the Spirit of God is already moving here. And I'm going to call for some things. And I want you to move with me. Hallelujah. And as you move in the Spirit, just call for some things. Visualize. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, what is it that you need to visualize? Well, be fruitful and multiply. You know, cradle your arm like this. That's right. Visualize yourself carrying that baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Visualize yourself stepping up. Enlarge the place of your tent. Visualize yourself walking down that aisle. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, it's coming. It is written in the volume of the book concerning you that you will increase and the Lord will increase your children as well. So parents in the room today, well, visualize increase for your children. Hallelujah. You know, and you got the blessing, especially fathers. There's something that God put in your mouth. You need to bless them. Bible says Jacob leaning upon his staff. He blessed all his children. Everything he said about them was the same. Abraham, he blessed his children. Isaac, he blessed. Whatever he said. When Isaac blessed Jacob, it was so. That's it. You know, even Esau tried to come back and said, well, it's done. It's already blessed. When Abraham blessed the children of Joseph, he crossed his hands. Knowingly, we're told, wittingly he did it. When Joseph tried to turn it around, say, no, father, it's not like, he said, I know it. That's the way it is. I already put a blessing. Can't change it now. Praise God. You know, so if you are in the room and you are a parent, especially you are a father, but if you are a single mother, you are the same thing. You know, put a blessing. Glory to God on your children. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you know, even your spiritual children, you know, I like to believe that this is my spiritual children platform here. So I'm going to put a blessing on everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and God is going to do something great. So now stand up. Yes. The Bible says, arise and shine. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And let a king of glory come on. I'm going to speak to some gates here this morning. Now, prophetically, I speak to gates. Gates of brass, bars of iron that are held back the people. Glory to God. Now, it is time for you to be lifted up. And let the gates be lifted up. Let the bars be broken. Now, remember, that's how God did it. All he said from the beginning was, let something happen. And that's it. You know, because he knew what he was doing. Now, we come in there. I come this morning in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I come in the message of the Lord. When you come in the message of the Lord, that makes you a messenger. And it is written in the book concerning his messengers that I am the Lord that confirmeth the word of my servant and performeth the counsel of my messengers. Hallelujah. And I counsel you today to arise and walk to and fro in your room. Just walk to and fro. And while you're walking, you know, those sickness and disease are falling off. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just walk. Walk with me, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, as you visualize, open your eyes this morning. Don't close your eyes. Open. Visualize. Well, some of you need to close your eyes in order to visualize. But you can open your eyes and you can see. You know, let God anoint your eyes with eyes all so you can see. See the glory of God because it's upon you already. Glory to God. And look in the mirror and see God's glory upon you. Hallelujah. The glory of God is upon you. Therefore, arise and shine, saith the Lord. And don't be confined to weak, narrow, and, you know, base thoughts that don't go anywhere. God is able to enlarge you. Glory to God. And also, we're done with this fooling around with the devil, playing ping pong with our lives. One day you are up, the next day devil pummel you down. We're done with that. Glory to God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. And having done all, stand. I want you to stand this morning. Glory to God. And still be standing. Everything devil throw out again, you still be standing. Be standing. But beyond that, I want you to move. And don't be stagnant. Hallelujah. I'm coming against the spirit of stagnation this morning. That's why I want you to move. If you've been stagnant, things are not moving, move. And they will move, saith the Lord. Things will move for you in the name of Jesus. Now, I command movement in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now, some of you were moving, but you're crawling like a snail. You know, I come against that snail spirit in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the Lord will make your feet like hinds' feet. It's written in the volume of the book concerning you that you can move swiftly. Glory to God. No more of this crawling stuff. Now, as we go up into this next 1 month, may the Lord open up his good treasure unto you. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless your body too. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And even Sarah herself, she received strength to conceive. Glory to God. Now, there are also things that we must comfort in our lives, even spiritual fruit. Now, if you're being barren, you're not even producing. You know, when was the last time that through your words, some life was changed for Christ? Well, if that's not happening, then we are barren in that area. So now we must be fruitful and we must multiply. Now let the grace and mercy and truth of God be enlarged in our hearts for you to understand these things and walk in the light of it in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to pray and you pray along with me. Glory to God. I say that, Lord God Almighty, let your words, which we have read in the volume of the book today, let them be verified in the lives of your children, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I close this session, I want to pray for everybody that's in the room. Now, that's everybody that's in the room. I'm going to release something in your life. Glory to God. And all I want you to do is be in agreement. Because the Bible says that if any two of you shall agree, then, you know, it's done when you ask it. And then again, it says that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Well, that's you. That's me. And that's the Holy Spirit right here this morning. Three of us. But if you can get at any time that you need something, a breakthrough from the Lord, all you need is find someone that has some faith. Don't even mess with vision killers. There are some vision killers that don't have any faith. Don't even company with those people. Get away from them. You say, well, you know, you can't do that. Says who? Those are vision killers. Anybody tell you that? They're vision killers. Get away from them. Find somebody that has some faith, some real faith. And when you believe God together, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's right. So if you're on stage, glory to God. Let's put up fire here this morning. Yeah, I want you to put the fire symbol. If you are in the audience, I want you to raise your hand because I'm going to pray over everybody here this morning. Glory to God. And I am going to release prophetically the word of God that was already spoken. I'm not doing anything new here this morning. There's nothing new, you know, but he commanded and I'm going to do it. But it's the word that he already spoke. And because he already spoke it, I'm coming in here this morning to enforce it. And so will you. Every one of you that want to join me this morning, you raise your hand in the audience. If you want to join me and you're on stage, you put up the hand raising button, hand thing, or you can't raise your hand when you're already on stage. Put up the fire symbol or whatever, you know, and you put the word amen in the chat. If you type the word amen in the chat this morning, then everything that we will release. Now, remember, open your mouth wide, saith the Lord, and I will feel it. Now, God's always dishing things out. Some people think that God's, you know, he's not doing. God's always doing. It's left for you to come and take. Hallelujah. Come unto me, Jesus said, you know, and take. Now, I want you to raise your hands quickly in this room. You know, all over this room. Raise your hand quickly this morning, because I'm going to pray over every hand that is raised. Actually, I'm going to do a little more than pray. I'm going to do a prophetic release. That's right. Glory to God. Now listen, let me put it this way. It is the anointing that you believe that can work for you. That's what Jehoshaphat was saying. You know, first you got to believe in the Lord your God. You're not even going to go anywhere if you don't do that. And then you got to believe his prophets. When you believe the Lord your God, you'll be established. Many of you already are. Now, when you believe the word of his messenger, as he has sent me in here today, so will you prosper. Hallelujah. It's the anointing that you believe that can work for you. Now, I'm going to release that anointing here this morning. Holy Spirit is already moving. You come on in. You believe God with me. And let's see what the Lord will do. Now, if you are not able to raise your hand since you are on stage, put up the fire symbol or just type the word amen in the chat. That's all. That's all I need from you is just put the word amen in the chat. You don't need to put anybody's names today. We did that already. But today, I want you to type the word amen. That's all I need you to do. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus, he always told them what to do. And if they did it the way he said it, then tremendous miracles will happen. He said, go show yourself to, you know, the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. He said to Peter, go down to the lake and catch, you know, throw in your hook. And the first fish you catch, you're going to find money to take care of your needs. And he did it. And it was so. And every time he said, he told the disciples, you know, sit them in 50s and so forth and go give this to them. You know, just a little piece of bread. And as they did, the thing was multiplying in their hands. Every time Jesus would say something, if you do it, tremendous miracles will follow. Glory to God. He told the man at the pool, he said, look, go and wash. And he put some clay, you know, put something on his eyes. And he washed. He came seeing in John chapter 9. He said, you know, and they said, how in the world? You know, well, the man, he told me to wash. And I washed. And I come seeing. You know, you do what he says. And it is well. So you put that word amen in the chat this morning. You raise your hands if you're in the audience. You put up some symbol that shows that you are in agreement. And now let me release this word for you. Now, this is not for anybody else. It's just for you. It's like the king's scepter, his golden scepter that is stretched out just for you. But what you do is you find it in the volume of the book and you say it along with me. So as I'm praying, you know, if you're on stage, you can open your mic. That's fine. If you're wherever you are, you can do that. But don't be sitting down. Move around. And whatever you find in the volume of the book and you declare for yourself today, I say amen to it. Now let's pray and let's believe God together. Father, I thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit here today. And as many as will believe God today, and as many as say amen, as many as have found something written in the book concerning them and declare it this morning, I say, let the word of God be verified in your life.
Amen.